friend of mine, very, very close to him. And yesterday I heard, I think it was Mr. Klein, describing Barack Obama Jr. And I said to him afterwards, you were describing Barack Obama Sr. Because he was an enormously charismatic man, very handsome, very charismatic, charming, very eloquent, had a presence, and very sure of himself. Some would say to a fault, you know, to a fault. He, in the end, had some difficulties and a sort of tragic end to his life. But this is remarkable because Obama Jr. barely knew his father, apart from exchanges of letters and then one visit one Christmas, one month in Christmas. And yet, when you see Obama walking, when you see him talking, you hear his voice, it's very much his father. It's a remarkable thing. Once when Obama Jr. went back to, I think the first time he went back to Nairobi, some people at the airport heard a voice, somebody speaking. And they rushed to his stepmother and said, you know, Barack is back. His father had already died. Barack is back. We heard him at the airport. So it's a remarkable thing what he seemed to have inherited the best of his father, avoided some of the real